And I personally have struggled a lot with understanding how mTOR inhibitors work, period. We talk about this a lot in breast cancer. A lot of your publications, Dr. Figlin, you have such great graphics with the pathways in there. But again, just at a more intuitive level, what's your understanding right now about the mechanism of anti-tumor action of mTOR inhibitors?
Well, they have a dual inhibitory possibility. Inhibitory possibility one is by inhibiting the feeding of tumors through glucose uptake and other agents that tumors require to grow. A second observation with TOR inhibition is that it also has the ability to inhibit HIF. And if it inhibits hypoxia-inducible factor alpha, then as a result, it inhibits the downstream effects of HIF, one of which is angiogenesis. So those are the dual roles with which mTOR inhibition can work.
And in terms of resistance to mTOR inhibitors, again, in breast cancer, we've seen some interesting things in terms of PI3 kinase mutations. Has that been looked at in renal cell?
I have to say, and we'll talk about this at probably a greater length, we talk a lot about mechanisms of resistance in kidney cancer, especially clear cell. I think that there are some pathways that I think we're interested in. I think the FGF pathway we're interested in. I think the MET pathway we're interested in because those are upregulated as a result of VEGF inhibition. So we now have molecules that are reaching the clinic to address that. But we as yet do not know, as we do in other diseases, the specific pathways by which antiangiogenics are overcome.
Dr. McDermott.
So the Cancer Genome Project is focused on a lot of different tumors. The data will come out, we think, this year, looking at mutations that are important for kidney cancer. And that should help give us some clues, you know, how often are these pathways mutated in individual kidney tumors, give us some new targets to go after, give us a sense of how important, in the case of the metabolism story, the TOR pathway is. It's a very complicated pathway, but we'll get more data on that subject this year.